Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even if your vision is perfect, there are many frequencies of light you just can't see. But as Nancy King of Columbia University's Earth Institute explains, such invisible light is far from useless to a newly discovered species of plant life, and the implications are out of this world.
As kids, we learn that we get the oxygen we breathe from green plants because they do photosynthesis. They get carbon from carbon dioxide, CO2, and they do this using sunlight to split water molecules. The oxygen we breathe comes from the H2O. And all the hundreds of thousands of species of plants and algae and cyanobacteria all use the same one pigment to obtain that light energy, chlorophyll A. Chlorophyll A preferentially absorbs blue and red light and just a tad less green, so we see plants as green. Scientists used to think that chlorophyll A must be essential for splitting water for photosynthesis because it was the only known pigment doing it, and the blue through red photons have just high enough energy per photon to do the task. But there's one organism that's different from all the others. It's a recently discovered cyanobacterium named Acaria chloris marina, and it's replaced chlorophyll A with a variation called chlorophyll D. Chlorophyll D absorbs photons way out in the far red and near infrared, photons that have less energy than visible light and are left over by chlorophyll A organisms. Acaria chloris lives in that leftover light niche where there isn't much visible light, but it's splitting water and doing photosynthesis just fine. And guess what? Its light niche looks a lot like what we might see on planets that orbit red dwarf stars. So, in the search for life elsewhere in the universe, NASA's planet-finding telescopes will be designed to look for atmospheric oxygen and chlorophyll D-like pigments adapted to those alien light environments. What else? Since chlorophyll D allows Acaria chloris to use 18% more of the solar spectrum, maybe we could use it to improve crop productivity or to harness more solar energy. So, this little cyanobacterium is helping us both look for life in outer space and find out things that can improve life here back home. Now that's pretty far out.
That was Nancy King of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.